Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Sarah. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was let go from my company the company I work for this past Thursday, and I wanted to see what I needed to do to file unemployment claims.
You've dialed the right number. I'll be happy to help you do that, sir. Okay. May I have your social security number, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 417-046289.
Thank you. Will you please verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
Okay. My mother is Walter Houston Kirkland. Date of birth is 3/11/1961, and my mother's maiden name was Thompson.
Thank you. What is your driver's license number?
4422899.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, you say your last day was Thursday.
Yes, ma'am.
That would be, would that have been the 10th?
Yes, ma'am.
February 10th, 2022. Okay. I'm just checking some things, sir. Just give me a second.
Yes,
okay. We verified your name is Walter Kirkland.
Yes, ma'am.
Date of birth.
Walter Houston Kirkland, yes, ma'am. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Date of birth, March 11,
1961. Yes, ma'am.
Mother's maiden name, Thompson.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Kirkland. We'll verify the information. These questions we have to ask everyone. It doesn't matter whether I can tell what you are or not. I still have to ask it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is your gender, male or female?
Male.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces for more than 180 days, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Senior year of high school.
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to read this monetary strip to you. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card would take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Checking.
Which bank is that, Will?
That's Regions.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I'll have to ask my wife what the account number is because I don't know.
Okay. All right. I need the account number and the routing number. Would that be checking or savings?
Yeah. I need to check it. You want me to deposit into checking or savings? Okay, will you put the account number and the routing number? Mm-hmm. If you need me to look up the routing number, I can look it up.
Okay, is that checking or savings? Which one did she say?
Oh, checking.
Okay. Do you have the account number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. The account number is Z. Okay.
Go ahead.
0301398571.
0301398571.
Yes, ma'am.
And the routing number, is that an Alabama bank?
That's Regions, yes, ma'am, Alabama.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's 0620000019.
That's it, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Checking the page, I got everything answered. Okay, what is your mailing address?
54.
Wait a minute.
Waterford.
Right. Okay, so we have a 6701 Heather Ridge. You want me to take that out?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay, that was our previous address.
Okay. All right, so the new address is?
54 Waterford. It's W-A-T-E-R-F-O-R-D, Waterford Place.
Just a minute. Waterford. Same address as the nursing home. Okay. 54 Water.
I think she's running a nursing home.
No, the nursing home in Maryland is where my godbrother is, and it's on Waterford Avenue.
Oh,
yours is Waterford
wow.
Place. Yeah. First time I've wow. heard. This is the first time I've had the same name listed. Okay, we have 54 Waterford Place. What city?
Trustful.
Trustful, let me get that off the map. S-T. T-R-U-S-S-V-I-L-L-E.
Yes, ma'am.
Zip code?
35173.
Thank you. Okay. Is your residence address different from the above mailing address, yes or no?
Oh, no.
Thank you. Has your address changed in the last year, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
What is a primary telephone number?
Area code 5-296-2702.
Thank you very much. Your telephone number stays the same. Excuse me. Okay, just to verify that we have the correct mailing address, will you repeat your address, please?
Okay, it's 54 Waterford Place, Trustful, Alabama, 35173.
Thank you very much. And these are security questions. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Atkins Seasoning, Palaz, P-A-L-A-Z, Palaz, Rally's Hamburgers, or Rally's Hamburgers, Unlimited Stuff, none of the above.
Rally's Hamburgers.
Thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Dothan, Bessemer, Opelika, Pinson?
Pinson.
Thank you. That's the one I just took out. Yes. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1 Carson Village, 2326 Lee Road 5379, 4313 Bay Circle, and 80 Rock Church Road. I've never been associated with many of these.
Okay, number 1, Carson Village.
Yeah, thank you. All right, Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
I haven't. I mean, our company is based out of Minnesota, but I have not worked out of state, no.
Okay. Have you worked in the for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
Are you filing for DUA, that is Disaster Unemployment Assistance, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And you said your last day of work was February 10th?
Yes, ma'am.
2022. Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Emotionally, the last 2 days.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you available to yourself full-time work, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way for to a job?
45.
25.
Okay. I'd say, 25. 25.
Okay.
I don't know. You could say 50, I guess.
Okay. I'll change it. I'll put 50. Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I was making, I don't know what it would be if you were looking at an hourly. Do you have a salary option?
No, we don't have an option. We have an example of $10.50.
Okay, I was making like, I don't know, like $30 an hour, but I guess with the highest you can put, I guess. 25, whatever.
Because you want to put 25?
Yes, ma'am.
Try to get it. Okay, do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
Oh, no.
Okay, what was your job title when you were working?
District manager. North Alabama region.
So you are district manager. Okay, you plan, direct, and coordinate the operations of companies, public and private sector organizations. Your duties may have included but not limited to formulating policies, managing daily operations, planning the use of materials and human resources, but are too diverse and general in nature to be classified into one functional area of management.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to do all of that.
Yes. Okay, thank you. And who did you work for?
The company name is 14 Foods.
LLC.
It's doing DBA Dairy Queen. Okay. It's probably an LLC, I guess, but it's doing business as Dairy Queens is what I ran, I supervised.
Okay. Thank you. All right, we're going to do employment details. What is your telephone number again?
It's 205-296-2702.
Thank you. And 14 Foods telephone number?
Hold on one second. I will have to look that up.
What was your employment start date with that company?
3/9/2020.
Okay, would you give me the name of the month, Dan? I need the name of the month so I can type it in correctly.
Oh, okay, March.
March what?
9th.
Year.
2020.
Okay, so I have March 9, 2020, and your last day work, you said, was February the 10th, 2022. What city did you work in?
There was seven.
But just give me your main city.
Okay, Gadsden.
Thank you.
I wasn't out of the car, so. you okay. Want that phone number now for the company?
I am. Yes, I can go back to it. What is it?
Okay, it's area code 952-944-1304. 952-944-1304.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
you. I have three questions in one. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Why are you no longer working for this company?
I was terminated on
terminated
Thursday.
Just a minute. Why were you terminated? We have violation of company policy, unsatisfactory work, reporting under the influence, insubordination, absence without notice to employer, absenteeism, tardiness, falsifying records, refusal to submit or cooperate with a drug test, positive drug test, dishonest or criminal act, misconduct.
I guess I'd have to say misconduct. I was accused of saying something that I never said.
Okay. Thank you. What was the name and title of the person who discharged you?
The name is Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H.
What was her position?
She's HR. She's Vice President of Human Resources.
Ashley or Alicia?
It's Ashley, but it's A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H, and the last name is spelled M-O-E-L-T-E-R.
M-O-L-E.
Ma'am.
M-O-E-L-T-E-R.
Yes, ma'am. Ashley Moulter.
And what day did she discharge you, the second?
The 2/10/2021.
Did you work that day as well?
Yes, ma'am.
2/10/2021 or 2/10/2022?
I'm sorry, 2022.
Okay. So you did work on the 10th as well?
Yes, ma'am.
What was the found incident that caused your discharge?
They said that somebody had complained that I had said racial things.
Okay.
If anybody that knows me knows that's not the truth, just a further thing from the truth.
Yeah, you can almost look at a person now and get accused of crime.
They didn't. The weird thing is, they didn't talk to any of my managers or any of my people or anything. So I don't know where they got the information from. But I would never say anything discriminatory about somebody's pay and why they should be paid less, and use color as an example. It's a further statement of the truth. It's almost like they just wanted to get rid of me.
Okay, I was accused of using racial slurs.
Yes, ma'am. She actually used the words, I created a hostile and unsafe work environment.
Okay, I was accused of creating a hostile environment. I'll put that there.
Hostile and unsafe environment because of racial things I had said.
I was accused of creating a hostile environment. Really, that's a part of. They want to ask you what you did to create that environment. You can tell them.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you commit the act? The key word here will be hostile environment. If they want to know what you did to create the hostile environment, then you have a chance to tell them. But just for this form here, we're just going to be as direct as we can, get to the point, and not create any other doubt in whoever reads this mind.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges? Yes or no?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Any prior warning for similar or same act? Yes or no?
Nothing.
Okay, what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your being discharged?
I asked for them to do follow-up research or follow-up, questioning. You know, I told them to speak to any of my managers that work directly for me and that's wrong. I said, it's a lie. I've never done those things. And they just said today would be your last day. And they took my car, the keys to the company car, and a company phone, and a company laptop.
Okay. Now, can you summarize that? Give me about 20 words to tell me what you did.
What they allege I did?
No, what you did to try to resolve it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I have tried reaching out to the vice president of the company. I tried reaching out to senior management, and nobody will return my call. I have emailed the vice president of the company, and he's not responded to my email.
Okay, so I tried reaching REAC. To my managers.
Yes, ma'am. The senior management, which is the vice president of the company.
They will be over you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
well, we only have 100 characters. That's why I'm not putting senior, because it doesn't matter whether he's a senior or junior, as long as he's over you. So I said, my managers, we're trying to say, because you can't get so many words on here. I tried reaching out to my managers.
Via phone and email.
But got no response.
That's correct.
Okay. Because we only have so many. You understand, we just got so much space.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, name and title, person who discharged you. We got A. Mola. She was HR. Date of your discharge, February 10th, 2022. What was the found incident that caused your discharge? I was accused of creating a hostile environment. Did you commit the act your employer alleges? No. Any prior warning for same or similar act? No. What did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge? I tried reaching out to my managers via phone and email, but got no response.
That's correct.
Thank you. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
I'm sorry, ask that question one more time.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Your temporary PIN is 8961. You know, write that down because you'll need it.
Okay. Okay.
Got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. We'll move on. All right, Mr. Kirkland. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirement effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log on to https://alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET and update your online resume. All right, let me finish the paragraph. I'll go back. Okay. And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. That address is https://alabamaworks.alabama.gov, that's /FOSNET, V as in Victor, O-S-N-E-T.
Okay.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 205. Write this down.
Yes, ma'am.
458-2282. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Next week will start Sunday, February 20th. You'll dial that telephone number and just follow the prompts. Excuse me again. All right. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be in contact regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Walter Kirkland, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your help.
Thank you.